For me to say, let's re-rack the Boston bombing suspects, buddies. That's a tongue twister. In trouble, in fact, arrested. Who are they? What do they do? What's up with that? We'll explain. Mayhem at May Day protests. And, oh yeah, burgers and pot, what do they have in common? We'll get to that, trust me. But first, really, the big story, it has to be this one, the nuttiness of the friends of the Boston bomber. What were they possibly thinking? And we're talking about Jokar Tsarnaev and his pals. The friends must not have realized what they were putting themselves in the middle of. Or you know what? Hey, maybe they did realize what they were putting themselves in the middle of, and they're going to pay the price for it. I can only imagine, to be sure. What's happened now for the past 11 days, two friends connected to Tsarnaev have been held, immigration charges as part of their deal. But what all three did, including an American, is they went to the aid, in a sense, of Tsarnaev as they went to the dorm and got rid of evidence, including a laptop, fireworks and whatnot, in a backpack, which ultimately was recovered in New Bedford, Massachusetts, 60 miles away, you know, from Boston, give or take. The bottom line, as I said, is what could possibly, you know, what makes these guys tick? What possibly sent them in that direction to try to help their friend? And they changed their stories when they were interviewed several different times. And they're accused of absolutely removing the things that tie Tsarnaev to pieces of the bombings. The laptop, as I mentioned, there was even a jar of Vaseline and some other things that weren't necessarily disclosed, but they're all items that they took from his room at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth in the hours, just the hours after the FBI released the photos of Tsarnaev and his brother Tamerlan. So, and they're the suspects in the marathon bombings. They recognized their friend from the pictures right away. What happened was one of them texted Jokar Tsarnaev to tell him he looked like the suspect on TV. Tsarnaev texted back, LOL, and then added, come to my room and take whatever you want. So they went to the room. They saw the backpack with the fireworks that was open and emptied of powder. And they had to know when they saw the empty fireworks that he was involved in the marathon bombing. So all three accused, again, I'll re-rack this, of removing them from the dorm room April 5th, you know, after the April 15th bombings. And they left with all the things that could be used to make bombs and his laptop. By the time they got to the apartment, because this is from the dorm, by the time they got to the apartment in New Bedford, that the apartment that they shared, the two brothers, the Tsarnaev brothers had been named as the bomb suspects, and the three friends say they started to freak out and decided that they were going to get rid of the evidence that they had. They were throwing it into the trash because they didn't want him to get into trouble. So they found the pack and all of that stuff. What happened to the laptop, we don't know at this point, but everything but the laptop was pretty much singled. It was named and singled out as they found it. So they're charged with obstruction of justice. The American is charged with lying to federal agents about the bombing. And this is after 2 weeks after this intensive investigation that went from Boston to the the Russian Republic of Dagestan, where the Tsarnaev brothers' parents now live. Feds say investigators are pretty interested in talking with Tamerlan Tsarnaev's widow, Catherine Russell, about what she may have known about her husband's travel and the associations and all that kind of stuff, and any encounter she might have had with the two suspects after the attack. So the book on Catherine Russell from Rhode Island isn't closed yet. She told them originally she spoke to her husband after his picture was on the tube as a suspect, but what she said in the conversation is still pretty much shut off to everybody else. It's still under investigation. But did she know, you know, did she try to persuade him to come in, or what was the actual thing that went on between the two of them? And she didn't call anybody who were trying to identify them. So she could have called and said, "That's my husband. He's the bomber. I can't believe it. I'm in shock. I had no idea." Whatever. She didn't do it. So she naturally has a lawyer, too, and she's not commenting on anything that's been coming out about her. What did she know? Was she in any way informed of what was happening? Because, of course, they're looking into whether or not he was, Tamerlan Tsarnaev was influenced toward radical Islam during a six-month visit to Dagestan. Hello, of course, right? Where Russian forces are fighting jihadist guerrillas. You know, his body, Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body, still unclaimed in a morgue. His wife keeps saying, "Let the family take the body. Let the family take the body." So each and every other day, it seems, we're finding out something new. The thing we really want to know is all the specifics of what he did, where he learned it. Was he, in fact, part of that crew? It's sounding like it. And who were the others that were around Tamerlan Tsarnaev, too, as well? And as for the three idiots, they could face anywhere from 5 to 8 years in prison and fines galore for what they did. Now, obstruction of justice, you know, will they be able to pin that to them? The feds are squeezing them. Not so sure, but I would be stunned if they didn't do some sort of time, especially the American, because he flat out lied about all the things they were asking him about. He kept making stories up, so it made it even that much worse for him. Wow. And they didn't say anything. If the wife had come forward, if any of those three had come forward, it might have saved a lot of heartache and grief for others in the lockdown in Watertown, and also the death of Sean Collier. That could have been prevented as well, because I'm sure if they were pointed out, things might have changed a little bit in that investigation faster. And that was smart of the FBI to do that, to release the photos, figuring somebody knows them. And sure enough, four people knew them, but did not say anything. And there might be others as well that were aware before they were identified, which was the case with the friends and which was the case with the wife.
You know, in college, you kind of cover for your buddy every once in a while. You do things like that. You help him out. Maybe, you know, a dorm room's getting searched because they have alcohol in there. You hide it for him, or you don't tell Stacy that Mark's going out with Heidi.
Yeah.
When you're committing treason, that's kind of a line. You know, that's a line in the bro code where you don't step on that.
Yeah. You're not the wingman on that one. No. You're the wing nut if you go out on that limb. And so they had no idea. They weren't thinking at all. But not thinking is not a defense. So they will absolutely be punished for that. How much time, whatever happens in the interim, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But the three buddies are all going to prison, mark my words. The U.S. seems as though we could be sliding into a Syrian war. What do you think? We're talking about it next. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Here in America tonight, please do on the overnight highway with me, Kate Delaney. You heard Matt say, you don't cover for your bro. The bro code is broken when your buddy is a sought-after bombing suspect who just ripped apart the Boston Marathon. Might be shocking, but geez, you got to make the call. They didn't make the call. They made the stupid call that's going to land them in prison. I cannot imagine they wouldn't do any time. That would be shocking. And people would be outraged by that because you got to remember, three innocent people lost their lives and 260 people were injured. Some so serious that they're still in hospitals now. 30 people. It's really 30. They keep releasing 20, 25. But I checked with someone in Boston and said, you know, really it's 30 people. But regardless of whatever the number is, it's horrific. So these two Snardiff brothers are scumbags. They're jerks. They're scumbags. They're whatever reason they did it. I mean, you know, I can't even think of great names to call them, but they're not good people. I don't care what they did or who they were or all that stuff. They killed an 8-year-old boy. They killed a 29-year-old waitress. They killed who was loved by everyone in her neighborhood. They killed a brilliant student who was recruited heavily by a professor in the United States begging her to come to Boston to study because she was so good with numbers. And now she's gone. And her family mourns that loss. And of course, in China, you know, the whole thing with the one-child policy. So can you imagine what that's like for those parents? And plus the people injured. They don't have legs. They're learning how to live without legs and then having to be fitted for prosthetic legs. And what has that done to their lives and the people around them? Married people, engaged people, young people, older people. Doesn't matter. Whatever picture we want to paint. So it's no joke. Somebody does that, you're an idiot if you don't break the code. I mean, you're a stone-cold moron. Because if it's simply, I understand the shock part. Hey, dude, we like this guy. We're hanging out with him. He's funny. He's whatever. They don't know. They're not part of, let's say they're not. They have absolutely zero, because who knows what's true for sure. But let's say they have zero knowledge. They really have zero knowledge. And then Jokar Snarnoff becomes the guy. They see him in his goofball hat. They keep showing it over and over again. He killed people. He ruined their lives. So now he goes from best buddy to America's most wanted. And you don't mess around with that. You make that call. And that call could have saved the life of Sean Collier. Tell his family about that, where he was ambushed in cold blood. They shot him. And there could have been more casualties, for sure, from the big shootout they had with police. And then the lockdown of the city. And there's countless other things that we could talk about. So there's no way that they should have a slap on the wrist. For whatever it is, tossing the evidence, that's important, because once you get into the courtroom, all of that stuff matters. Tying this all up, maybe there's more information on that laptop. Maybe there's other people somehow connected to them. Who knows? Because we don't know the whole story. There's the story. There's a story they want you to believe, and then there's the real story. And we really want the real story. And the only way you get the real story, the only way you get that real story is by people who take it seriously the second, whoa, you got to be kidding me, my buddy. That guy did that. Oh, immediately you make that phone call. And, you know, you're 19, you're 20, you're 21. You don't have an excuse. You're an adult, and they'll be tried as an adult, too, by the way. All right, I feel like we're hammering some pretty heavy things, and we are, but I wanted to lighten the load for a second because we got the call from Rick, who was desperate for us to do another one of our little games, and we used to do the Kentucky Derby Challenge where you pick the trifecta. You know, you just gave us the numbers of who you thought, you know, what horse. We wouldn't even have to know the horse. We could talk about the horses, but basically what you were doing is picking out numbers, and then maybe your numbers come. So they announced the post positions for the 2013 Kentucky Derby, and it's significant for plenty of the horses. There's so many, always so many running in the Derby. I'm always praying for that chance of the long shot, because I think those stories are so cool. So rare has happened, but it's fun to see that, absolutely. And, you know, there's a couple of horses with great names. There's a couple of horses that have run well. I mean, there's reasons why they're in the Kentucky Derby. So in the one hole, you have Black Onyx. Is that not the best name for Black Onyx? That is such a great name for a horse. And then you got Oxbow. And this is a D. Wayne Lucas horse, and his are horses that he's involved with are always tough. And Gary Stevens is a great rider, fun to watch. Revolutionary. Is that not great? And that's a Todd Pletcher horse in the three hole. So you get your one, two, and three. And other horses, because I'm just picking out a few. Because all in all, right now as it stands, there are 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby. So if you were going to play a little challenge with us, our little trifecta challenge, we roll it out in our third hour, just give us numbers, 7, 13, 19, and maybe they come in that order. Of course, then you would be really wishing you had some sort of a bet on that. You got to win some books? Wow. There's another horse that I just like. I like the name, and this is a decent horse, too. Palace Malice. Isn't that great? Palace Malice, Mike Smith is the jockey, Todd Pletcher, another Todd Pletcher horse. In fact, Todd Pletcher has a bunch of horses. It's like, you know, it's like when you see people, if you've ever just walk through a casino and you see people screaming and they're throwing chips out on numbers. This is like his numbers are out there. His horses are out there. I have all these horses I'm training. They all made it in, so I've got my numbers covered. He's got like four horses, I think, in the race. And some of those may drop out by the time you get to race time. You know, once they call and they do the heading into the Kentucky Derby, you know, things can change. But I would say, for me, if I were just flat out picking the winner, I would say that I like the horse. I like, it's so tough because somebody just sent me a note. I'd say Orb. I like Orb. 7-2 favorite over an undefeated horse, Verrazano, and one of Todd Pletcher's horses in this because he actually has five. So I'm thinking he's increasing his odds. And I'm going to say Orb has won four races heading into the Derby. He won the Florida Derby because, you know, Jake sent me another email asking me about the whole Triple Crown Challenge as well. So if I were picking a horse to come in and win the Derby, if I was going with a favorite, I would say Orb has a pretty good chance. I would think that's a pretty good chance. Verrazano, the other horse, I used to go over the Verrazano Bridge. For any of you who have been to New York or know anything about New York, that's the bridge that a lot of times you're going over. That horse is coming from the 14th post position. It's 4-1, so that's a pretty decent one. I mean, that's a pretty decent horse too as well. They could end up being one and two. Of course, anything can happen. The horse doesn't want to run. The horse doesn't run. You know, it's all just a matter of what the day brings, what the weather's going to be like, and it looks like it's going to be pretty clear. So we are going to throw loosely a trifecta challenge in our third hour of our next show heading into the weekend. You just have to call or send us an email during that time period while we're talking about, of course, all the other things that are happening. You can interrupt us at 855-266-5283. We can count, speaking of numbers. That's on the flip side.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom. mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Says 83% favor citizenship for illegals with some caveats. So what are they? In all, the survey shows that the path would be very similar to the one that was put up by Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio. And what would it include? Learning English, passing a criminal background check, and paying all fines and back taxes. The poll also found that Americans were closely divided as to whether Republicans would handle issues better than President Barack Obama is doing. So, I don't know, the American public willing to give up citizenship, but only what? I think it's only if the border is shut down. Lately, I've been hearing people say that, look, shut it down for a year. Know who's in, who's out, and then let's move forward and roll out a true immigration program. Oh, can you imagine closing the... I mean, there's just no way. You say America and closed borders in the same sentence? No. That will never happen, my friends. We'd have to have mass hysteria on the border to even come close to anything like that. Speaking of borders and being detained and whatnot, an American man who was held in North Korea since last November now has been sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. Wow. The Korean American was, his name is Pei Jun Ho, and the Supreme Court in that country issued the sentencing. The name that they keep using, they keep calling him Kenneth Bae, but he came into North Korea on a valid tourist visa, and so they don't even know the exact charges against him. the report that came out of North Korea says that he was sentenced for carrying out serious crimes against that country, but they didn't specify what he had allegedly done. The U.S. State Department has appealed for his release on humanitarian grounds, but no dice so far. North Korean relations, as you may know, not too good right at this moment with us. So some Americans have previously crossed the border without a visa. They did it by mistake or knowingly. A lot of times I think it's mistake. But this was someone who was a tour operator who had been there in the past and had a visa to go to the north. Bae's sentencing comes at a very tense time between North Korea, the United States, and, of course, South Korea. And all the threats keep ratcheting up. So you can imagine that there has to be probably part of what happened here plays into that. Wow, what a nightmare. He's a tour operator. He's arrested, and he's accused of serious crimes, but we don't know what the crimes are. 15 years of hard labor. Wow, what does that mean? What is he doing for hard labor? I don't even want to think about it. That is frightening. I mean, that's frightening. All right, speaking of frightening, somebody just disappears in your life, and they are gone for 11 years. What are you thinking? You've written them off. You think something horrible happened. And I could come up with five or four different things. Brandi Heist disappeared from her Pennsylvania house in 2002. Her family searched everywhere. She apparently hitchhiked to Florida with some homeless people. She turned herself in to police on Friday as a missing person. She was distraught over her divorce and finances and all that stuff. They say that's why she just walked out on her family, her life, and her problems. And she did this in Key Largo. She said she might be wanted in another county, and that's why she did it. They checked her name, and she was listed as missing and possibly deceased. Monroe County, the police there, called up to Pennsylvania and said, you know, she's in our custody. They exchanged photos and details and all that other sort of stuff. And it turns out that what she did was, in February of 2002, that's the last time she was seen, she dropped off her children at school. She was going through a divorce from her husband, was applying for housing assistance so she could get her own apartment. She worked as a bookkeeper for a car dealer, and she was hoping to get financial aid. She was upset. She was thinking about how she would raise her children. She felt sorry for herself, and you know, before you know it, she met some, this is a true story, according to her, she meets two guys and a woman, and they ask her what's going on, why is she crying, and all this stuff. They invite her to hitchhike with them down to Florida, and at a whim, she decided to go for 11 years. Oh, can you imagine? This is somebody's mother. So she was homeless. She was living under bridges. She was eating food thrown out by restaurants. Then for 7 years, she lived in a camper with a guy she met. She worked as a day laborer. She cleaned boats and other things. And she was just at the end of her rope about her secret life, I guess. And she decided that she was going to let everybody know where she is. Ooh, boy, that would be tough. Wouldn't that be tough to then go back and have a conversation with your mother? You think for 11 years you're thinking she's gone, she's dead, she ran away, she's who knows what you're thinking. And, geez, there she was living under a bridge somewhere in Florida. Wow. I mean, that's absolutely one of the craziest stories. That's that for so long, nobody knew where she was. Man. This story, I'm almost reluctant to tell it here on We Can Count, but it is just so heinous and sickening and so wrong on so many levels. I want to tell this story, especially because it happened in my hometown. A Philadelphia woman was accused of abducting a 5-year-old girl from her school by posing as her mother, raping her, leaving her barely clothed and crying at a playground. Christina Rukestri was charged with aggravated assault, kidnapping, involuntary deviant sexual intercourse, and several other offenses. What happened was in January, Cops were searching door to door. Parents were so worried. It happened back on January 14th. A woman wearing a burqa, so she covered herself head to toe. You could just see her eyes. She went to school. She went to this West Philadelphia school after classes started, scribbled her name on a sign-in sheet, didn't show identification, which is crazy. Said she was the child's mother, wanted to take her out for breakfast. Then she went to the classroom, asked for the girl by name. The girl was taken to a nearby house. Once inside, she was told to remove her clothes, was given a black T-shirt to wear, blindfolded, forced to hide under a bed, and at some point was sexually assaulted. Wow, that is just absolutely sickening. And the only reason she was found is, you know, nobody could find her. They were offering a reward, everything. Abduction, it was massive search. The next morning, somebody who was cleaning, a sanitation worker, was walking to work. He was getting ready to clean a park, and he heard the little girl saying, "Help, help, help." And he saw her under the slide. She was there by herself and only had a shirt on. So he rescued her, helped her, and got her to the cops. And, boy, that abduction, and the reason I bring it up is, how do you go into a school in the world we live in? Even if this was the 70s, the 60s, wherever, how do you go into a school? You're not even identifiable. You don't show any ID, and you say, "That's my niece, that's my child." In this case, that is my child. And you walk out of the classroom. The teacher releases. The kid doesn't know who the adult is. How is this possible? I think more people need to be charged in this reckless, it's heinous, innocent child. Even besides the person who should just be fried, besides the person who did this, the people that let her go, that school, they need to go after them big time. I mean, big time. It is wrong on so many levels, I cannot even tell you. Because that's such an easy thing to do. Why would that not be checked? Ooh. Chris Kelly, one half of the 90s rap duo Criss Cross, died at an Atlanta hospital. He was found unresponsive at his house, just 34 years old. They're still trying to piece together what happened. They're doing an autopsy, so they haven't released the cause of that death. He shot to some pretty big stardom for a quick period in 92. They had a song, Jump. It was on the top of the Billboard Hot 100. And they opened for Michael Jackson that same year on his Dangerous Wild, or his Dangerous World tour. They had, they kind of created a little fashion trend. If you remember them, they used to wear their clothes backwards. And the backwards clothes, and plus the songs and whatever.
The Jump song? Mm-hmm. Was one of the most popular things when I...
Ever.
When was I? I might have been fifth grade. I can't remember, but we had these roller rink nights back when around that age, and that was the song at the roller rink.
That they played over and over again?
Oh, yeah. That was the number one jam.
Yeah. There's no question that's they're so famous for that. That song. I'd be good at a roller rink, actually. And they were just 13. I didn't even know the story about them. They were just 13 years old when they were discovered in an Atlanta mall by Dupree, which is crazy. And then that rest is history. They had a whole bunch of other songs that also did pretty well. And for a time, they were on the MTV shows and all that sort of stuff. They even reunited for one night. I think last February they did a 20th anniversary party for Dupree's So So Def label. Wow, Jump. Whew. Hang with us.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family, take more vacations, own your own business, be healthy, and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold utopian dream. You do something to me that I can't explain. So would I be out of line if I said I'm
turns here on America Tonight. Again, a quick reminder, thanks to Rick in Illinois, you have a chance at nailing the Triple Crown Challenge for us here on the show. So here's how it works. In our third hour of our next show, there are horses 1 through now 21 in the Kentucky Derby. Keep in mind, some of them could be scratched, so you might want to read a little bit about them. If you choose to, you can go to many sites of people claiming to be experts, any of the sports sites, to hear what they have to say. There are some obvious favorites, but you want to pick 1, 2, and 3. They're just numbers. You can randomly throw out numbers, and if the numbers come in, ding, 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 you're a winner. But you can only, during the conversation, get in touch with us in that third hour or send us an email at americatonight.net with your numbers. So you could say 3, 7, and 8, or you could say 8, 1, and 2. You don't even have to look anything up, but if you want to, you can certainly do that if you want to look at what some of the horses are. The key thing is anybody who gets the numbers first, they have those numbers in a row, in case we, especially if we get a whole bunch of emails on it, but you cannot do it ahead of time. You have to do it in that third hour. Otherwise, it would not be fair to everybody else. And it could be fun, this year's Kentucky Derby. I like the Derby. I will certainly watch the Derby. I always watch the Derby. And sometimes I'm right, but most of the time I'm off by a horse or two if it's one of those trifecta kinds of things. So I told you about Criss Cross, the rapper dying, and we talked about a couple of other things in that last segment, including the mother walking away, just dumping off her kids, just shook up by her personal situation, which, man, she must have felt so incredibly hopeless. But how do you repair that bridge with the kids? And this woman is nothing like the woman she was. Even the pictures of her, this is radio, but she looked like an attractive 40-something woman, and now she looks like, man, she has just been tossed around and not thrown many bones in life. She's living under bridges and whatnot, so it's wild that she decided to come forward. And I guess it might even be a question for the kids, would they want to see her again? And how would you feel being ditched from school and living with that knowledge of, you just think your mother's dead, I'm sure, or you have no idea. She left you. Would you want to reunite? Man, that is a tough one, I'll tell you. Hopefully we don't see this family, though, on Dr. Phil. I hate that. I hate that when this is a huge story and some producer out there, hey, is saying, wouldn't it be great? Let's reunite them. And then they try to do something like that on maybe not even his show, some other show. It's like, whoa, I would definitely not want to take that phone call if I was somebody in that family. All right, what's interesting is the a couple of different things here to finish with. And one is this. We've talked a lot about our personal liberties and the Constitution over the years on America Tonight for various reasons. A lot of them, of course, relating back to initially what happened after 9/11 and the Patriot Act, and how far are you willing to go? Well, now here we have the Boston Marathon bombings, and this conversation has kicked in again. The government tapping into us, eavesdropping on cell phone conversations, reading our email. You know, that's part of what the FBI said, is they could have gotten to them sooner if they could have just had access to the Internet. So that's one of the things being discussed, bills in the works for potentially being able to just do that. You know, if somebody wants to terrorize us, what do? Well, they do things like what happened in Boston with that bombing. And, of course, people are worried about their families. Families live all over the place now. You don't necessarily live just right in that one little cul-de-sac together. Sometimes you're lucky if you live in the same cities anymore. People fan out and they live all over the place. So this is worrisome to people about their children and grandchildren and sisters and brothers and, you know, whatever. And the face of has changed as to whether or not we favor expanded government monitoring of our cell phones and email. Before it was, no way. Now some people are saying that they think it's okay, because if we have to give up some of our civil liberties, if it's necessary to stop terrorism, maybe it's not such a bad thing. To which I would say, yeah, that is such a slippery slope to go down. Wow. I mean, I would be worried about restriction in this case. And what's failed before in attempts to track or find or whatever, terrorist, and in the name of terrorism, overreaching, I would say, you know, how much do we have to give left? Are we going to have to give up? So with that in mind, and thinking of some of the things that almost happened here, you know, you got to be careful about reaching for security over liberty. Remember, it was FDR who said that the only thing to fear is fear itself. And you got to be careful and, I think, vigilant about allowing the government to get that much bigger. And the Courtesy Act, the warrantless wiretapping, was part of that whole bag. And that was accepted. That maybe you have to watch what you say, because who knows who's listening. And that's not fear or paranoia. Does it, by taking away rights, is that going to shut down terrorism? And I would say no. I would say that's not what's happening, especially based on other people who are being more vigilant and who are helping when the terrorism groups strike, and somehow the FBI, the CIA, Homeland Security, whoever is involved in trying to track down what happened, somehow they miss a step or they don't recognize, of course, they don't know the person, they don't see what's happening, or they're not on the plane where somebody realizes, wow, this guy looks like he's going to do something like try to blow up the plane. So we're going to stop him. So trading liberty for security with some of these bills that are being discussed, you know, I would urge you, think about that. And you might shoot your congressperson or senator, send your congressman or your senator a note about that, saying, you know, don't trample on liberty because of some of the things that we've seen. The terrorists win if the government becomes even bigger on the back of safety. Liberty or safety? I don't think so. In fact, they dug out an old Benjamin Franklin quote. It was Ben Franklin who said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. What you have to do is pay attention, be aware. Look around the airport. Look around when you're in the middle of a big sporting event somewhere. And try to look at something that looks a little out of place. That's how we can be more vigilant and not have to give up even more of our liberties. All right, you might think I'm all wet on that one, or you agree. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.